In level two of my taxonomy, I have subdivided it, and the first part of that is going to be 2A, which is continuous assignment. So level two was about unordered lists of statements, and these are distinguished by their clock, their qualifying clock, or edge of that clock indeed, pos edge of clock A, pos edge of clock B, neg edge of clock A, or no clock at all. And when it is no clock at all, then that's combinational logic or combinatorial logic. So that in Verilog is defined using the continuous assignment statement. I have a couple of examples on the top of this slide. The first one illustrates an assignment to A, which is a multiplexer. A is either going to be given number 33 or the output of B times C, a multiplication. So a multiplier component is needed. A is presumably some number of bits wide. And the asterisk, which is one single character, if A was 32 bits wide, then the asterisk has denoted a 32-bit multiplier, which is actually really quite a lot of gates of order 32 squared, which is a lot of gates to get from typing one asterisk. So this does illustrate the power of RTL coding. And every variable needs to be assigned at least once. So B was assigned from D plus E in the second line. The order of the assignments is going to be unimportant, but we do need them to be loop-free overall. Otherwise, we will start to generate potentially oscillating or latching structures. Most synthesis tools will check for that and simply complain, although some will enable you to build these and then you debug it in a different way. Hopefully, you understand that you've done that before you build the chip. It may be your intention. Some circuits intrinsically have to be built that way. But the point to note here is that the right-hand side expressions can range over a pretty rich vocabulary of operations. All of the operators that we find in the C programming language are essentially supported ALU, arithmetic and logic operations. And we can also access individual bits of a bus. So the bottom two examples show that the bus D, which we assume is 32 bits in width, is being assigned from the bus E, but the bits have all been shifted and a zero has been put in at the end. Next slide.